Sorry, Hamburg is a very popular dish in Japan. They call it a Hamburg. It's basically ground beef with no buns.
Riveting.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So you'll go back tomorrow, get your pass.
I'll actually go over to the place and apply.
All right. And who are you? Why do you think you should work at the Green Velvet Room?
Well, I'm a fencer of some renown, and I think I could be an effective doorman.
A fencer? As a doorman?
So you have good balance.
I wouldn't be using my sword, of course. But, you know...
Bouncer.
As a bouncer, you know, I've got these muscles, and... You know... strength.
Can you see your teeth? Mostly still there.
Of course, sir. I'm not, you know, some kind of vagrant.
Let me see some of your soul play.
Okay.
Go ahead. It's basically just give me a fighting. And this is basically your attempt at persuasion instead.
Okay.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yes, so I think I'd rather qualify. Oh, just a few tournaments and such around.
In a shirt was an E.
No, it's an L.
Oh, L.
Sure! Go ahead!
Ah, wonderful. When do I start?
Can tomorrow.
I start tomorrow? Ah, wonderful.
Here's your outfit.
Yep. All right. I put it on over my jacket. Oh, I suppose I'm supposed to undress first. Well, anyway, I'll show tomorrow. What time would you like me at?
When the club opens at 10 o'clock at night.
Ah, very good then. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Do we ever do anything during the day?
I sleep.
I take you guys out to lunch.
Sleep and go to lunch, that's about it.
Late lunch, like 1 or 2.
Lunch. Must understand the time schedule between India and here is slightly different.
Oh, you've gotten over that by now.
I'm still jet lagged. I've been here for a month and a half now.
Yeah, jet lagged.
Boat lagged.
Steam lagged. Alright.
Well, I managed to get a job.
Oh, good.
Yes, I set out tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
They gave you a green velvet suit.
Huh.
At least it's soft.
Basically, they would have measured you up.
Fairly dapper, I suppose.
Very soft. I'm sure it'll be comfy and warm. Very warm.
Yes, well, I better get to sleep so that I can work my full shift tomorrow.
We will see you there.
All right.
Be sure to let us through.
Maybe.
His honor will require him to actually only let people who are members in.
That's right, he actually has to look over your forgery and pass it.
Yep. For £10, I hope it was a worthwhile forgery.
At least I will be the dwarven. I do have a D6 of D6.
Which may put you ahead of the average doorman.
You have a wild card over the average doorman. You're more likely to spot the forgery than they are.
If you take me out, you owe me £5.
Alright, cutscene.
That's funny.
Sorry. Damn. It's now, of course, like 10 o'clock at night as your guys' carriage rolls up and he's sitting there in his dapper.
I showed up early.
In his dapper green suit. It actually looks terrible on him. It brings out the complete wrong complexion. He starts to actually look slightly mutant green.
I don't like it.
Even you realize it.
It's too crumbly.
You need to maybe break it in a little. So.
What's the wrong shade of green?
You first step out of the carriage. You guys are, of course, probably dressed up as. You're dressed up as well as you can in the most extravagant and recent clothing. Does Ivan actually have a set of fine clothing?
I have common.
So, beforehand, would you actually go shopping with her?
Yes. I heard that they have very exotic clothing here, maybe from China.
There's something wrong with mine?
No, I just thought you would like the taste. And you look fancy.
The idea is not to look fancy.
But you have to blend in.
That's part of not looking fancy.
But we're going to a place full of scholars and professors. They're usually well-dressed and well-educated and wealthy men. So fancy is there.
Okay.
Don't I pay for it? You keep it, use it for other occasions, maybe wedding.
Who do we know it's getting married?
Maybe for a wedding, you see her in all this black silk. It's the... Alright, so you find some nice... What color silk outfit for her?
Blue.
Alright.
A light blue.
£2. And of course, you know, take all your measurements and fit you up. Okay, so now stepping out. Oh, by the way, do you have any fine clothing?
Does my military uniform count as fine?
Not really, besides your U.S. Marshal, not military.
U.S. Marshal, you have a coat, a long coat,
you
and
mean
a bag.
My armor? Yeah. Let's see. I have 2 sets of common clothing and a fine quality fat flat.
So you also are going to be a bit...
Underdressed?
Underdressed.
But Alec can't afford the £2, can he?
No, I can't.
I need to take you shopping too. Because I can do that.
She seems far too happy to do this. Sure.
Alright, so you basically get him in a nice... double-breasted vest and whatnot.
Mm. All right, can I borrow a pencil? I need to write down. I have a
another £2 off.
Okay. Thank you, Jessica.
So all of you are now.
Sugar, Mama.
All of you are now finally dressed. I love. All right, and of course you see you guys as you're stepping out of the carriage. The person, of course, I'd always here. You see Liam standing there in the door in his nice lime green outfit.
We all look good.
all of you look exceptional. And then there's the broccoli.
I'm a little disoriented. There's no dust coming off of me.
Then you start rolling around the door.
I can't let you in like that.
Can't let me in like what now?
With dust all over you. Go wash off.
Alright, so as all of you walk up, there is another doorman with you. Mm. Basically, they kind of stand on either side of the door. He looks at you and says, alright, now you ask for their cards.
Go. Your cards, please.
Now check them over. This is the notice check, as opposed to the other guys.
Really?
I got a 4.
Really, Andre?
You could spend one of your bennies on his behalf. I'd allow that. He wrote it. He wrote it in crayon.
What?
You know, honestly,
what the?
Alright, that actually gives him a 6.
Oh, okay, wonderful.
Good. For a second you're like,
is that
kind of comparing it, then you're like,
that's acceptable.
You don't know how these are made. They could be handwritten, so they could be different every now and again.
It's true, I don't know.
Well, welcome to the Green Velvet Room. Welcome to the Green.
Yes, welcome to the Green Velvet Room.
Well, thank
point
you.
Out where all the point out where the bar is.
Yeah, let me show you inside.
This is the bar. This is definitely a social place. Nice, comfortable sofas, lit by gaslight. It's kind of got a nice, warm glow to it. You can see that even at the early hour of 10, there are already people who are kind of gathering and socializing. It is a bunch of old, stuffy white men. Wow. And there are a few women who are, of course, far younger than the men who are attending.
Mm-hmm. Am I the biggest man here?
Define biggest.
I have a D10 Vic.
Yes.
I'm surrounded.
There are a few obese men, though.
Basically, I'm a jock surrounded by nerds, is what this is.
And of course, they kind of begin looking at each of you, and since all of you are in fine clothing, there's no penalties.
All of the old white nerds kind of turn. You can feel their icy glares on your muscular body. And the looks of hatred.
As you are with two attractive women.
You two, of course, get more... You two get the looks where you feel more like you're being...
You're a piece of meat.
It looks like someone's defining you by your...
Assets?
Your assets and your curvatures.
Wow.
Nerds!
Well, we're here. Thank you, sir, for showing us around.
You are quite welcome. You can have this table right here.
Thank you. We'll be sure to call upon your services when we need it.
Yeah, well, I'm Mr. Jones in the door, actually, I believe.
If we...
I don't know.
I'm the waiter.
Leave us here. The nerds will have us surrounded.
Yes, well, I'm here to throw out the rabble as well.
Okay.
Just come get me if you need me.
Absolutely.
Why do I get the feeling, should they come after us, we'll be the first ones kicked out?
He looks bad in this suit.
It's the wrong shade of green. If it was a lot darker. I mean, a lot.
It looks like it doesn't really fit him.
He did look a little small.
Alright, so, what do you guys do now?
Well,
we should ask around for what people
do. We have to break this in slowly. We just mingle around, see what everyone's doing, what the profession is, and then we can slowly integrate this Frenchman and Mr. Powell and his wife. You know, offer some drinks, get some drinks for ourselves. Be polite, adequate.
A 5 to spot a semi-friendly face somewhere in the...
Try not to steal anyone's stuff.
You're sitting there kind of looking around going, please, someone, please, please. You see one sort of friendly looking face. He's kind of got this big grin on him. But you'll notice that he is, he's dressed slightly differently than everyone else. Not being from the social circle, it doesn't mean a whole lot to you.
Do you know anything? What's up? There's something off about that guy's outfit.
It looks nice. It's just a different style.
So I'll ask the other doorman. So what's our policy on Frenchmen?
Well, if they have a card, then we don't really question.
Oh. All right. I'm terribly sorry. I wasn't meaning to offend or anything.
Please, a dirty Frenchman. I don't want them here, but I'm not the head honchos.
Ah, yes. Sorry.
What?
Pip, pip.
Trio.
I had wondered if there were any Frenchmen around here.
There's one who occasionally comes in.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What's his name? Is he an alumni?
The cards don't have names. He has a card, we don't ask. He's always leaving here with another woman. Scandalous.
You mean he comes with one woman and leaves with a different one?
Sometimes.
Scandalous.
Yes, as I said, a French.
Could I be let in now?
Yeah.
What? You go down. Ridiculous.
I'm not scared.
Well, I suppose I'll start wandering around just asking what everyone's profession is. Alright, like
you are definitely a socialite, so go ahead and give me your persuade. You get to add all of your charisma to this. You, of course, blend in far easier than all of the other people here.
She's going to listen to them talk, so I'm listening to them talk.
So you're blending in, going, the women are usually friendlier than the men.
Yeah, so
and slightly less objective. You're sitting there listening to this one guy. He just keeps going and going. He seems to be talking about economics or something like that. He's like,
"When am I supposed to ask what I'm wanting to know?" I am going to do what every good American does in a situation.
Go get alcohol.
Go get alcohol.
I was going to say perform a social faux pas.
I am going to get rip-roaring drunk and fight somebody. Obviously the best solution. No, I'm going to go pump the barman for information.
You're like, you're not stuffy upper class. What's going on here? He's like, what's up? What do you want? What drink?
Do you have whiskey?
No, it's not White Lightning.
It'll do. So, get many Frenchmen in here?
Only one.
Just one?
Yeah, same one.
Who's that?
Name is Jacques Pierre.
I love that name. Jacques.
J-A-Q-U-E. P-I-E-R-R-E. Know anything about him?
He is definitely a ladies' man. That man gets more women than I'm pretty sure a clothing store does.
Wow.
I swear the man must be unmarried. Or his wife is very, very depressed.
Or maybe she gets in on the action.
How crude. After one drink, really? I expect that after three or four whiskeys, but one? Are you a lightweight?
No, I flip my thing and he sees a tiny American flag pin.
A pin? not your badge or anything, but just a little American flag pin.
Yes.
Wow.
No, I probably don't have that.
You could flash.
So if you
will read
the Kinsey and Martin and take a look at this.
Are you a frequent here?
Oh yes, this model frequently fluctuates along the line.
Do you know anything about the Powell, Mr. Powell?
No, his name is Keane. Keane.
Keynes?
Yes, Keynes. That's the one who invented this model.
Is this getting funky out, or is he just getting really into what he's saying? Okay.
Both.
Whiskey.
I sit there and wait for a little bit. Then walk away.
Come back, I haven't got anything. Alright, you're floating around, of course, being very social, and the women are like, "Oh, how are you doing, girlfriend?" While the men are over talking, doing man talk things.
Talking about Mr. Key.
Oh, I'm doing just fine. I was expecting to meet someone here, but I've not seen him.
Oh, and who are you waiting for, dear?
Oh, I was looking for Mr. Powell.
He hasn't been here in some time.
Oh. I have heard he was frequent. Why is it
he hasn't been here in about a week or so.
Oh, do you know why?
Some sort of altercation.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yes. His wife was talking with that dreamy Jacques. Say it with me. Jacques.
Jacques?
Yeah.
Oh. And all the women kind of go, wow.
It does sound like a very fancy name. I can barely pronounce it.
Him and his fuzzy hat.
The hat is what makes it the best.
I deliver freeze.
I deliver freeze for Mother Russia.
I like this hat.
Hell yeah, it's probably warm too.
Oh yeah.
I bet.
Feel it.
Ooh, and that's soft.
Alright.
Okay. So, oh, yes, Jacques.
He is so dreamy. If you're lucky, he'll be in tonight.
Well, you said his wife is. So, does that mean Jacques visited him last, perhaps?
Oh, no, Jacques's been in here a few times since then.
It's all about affairs in this era.
Well, perhaps if I am lucky, I'll get to speak with him.
Mm.
I'll be sure to give you guys a giving him a name.
If
you don't mind.
Speaking of which, rolling up, and perhaps in a very extravagant
carriage?
Yes. This is probably personally owned carriage, not like one of the ones just rented. And out steps this very well dressed. He's got this clean black tuxedo with, of course, nice red tie with, of course, you know, the top of the line pocket handkerchief with a top hat, the white gloves, and the cane. Steps out, and he's got this nice kind of curly dark brown hair with this nice dark brown goatee, and he kind of rolls up, and he...
Five.
Looks good to you.
Like it's fit.
You should make it flaming red.
He was, huh?
Get it?
Yep. Welcome to the green velvet room.
As he, of course, you know, stalks in, suddenly all the women's eyes, including your two's eyes, turn and look at him. For all the women in the group, you see this wonderful piece of man roll up. He exudes sexiness, suaveness, and the top of the line man. He lets a few of the other men looking too. And then all the other men turn and look, and you just glares of hatred.
I see a Frenchman.
This is probably Jacques Pierre.
It's a Frenchie.
And he, of course, leisurely walks his way over to the bar and orders a drink.
What does he order? Is that a guess? Wine, probably?
Yeah. Nice, fine glass of wine.
And make the spirit check to ignore him for the time being.
Since you're female, you get to do it at a -4, and I'm not kidding.
Damn it! I fell by 2!
You as well get a spirit check if you want.
I got a 1.
Got a 5.
You got a 1?
Yeah, so all the women do the...
Me too.
I don't see what's so great about him.
You're not gay?
You're American.
Brokeback Mountain.
But he'd never admit it.
I may or may not have been a cowboy, depending on who I'm talking to, how drunk I am. But that doesn't mean I'm gay.
But Brokeback Mountain.
All cowboys are gay. Come on.
He will, of course, stroll over, and he will sit at a table and sip the glass of wine down, recline in the chair. And, of course, as he's doing this, the men can see posing, preening. The women just see this picture-perfect moment of...
Hotness.
And also, of course, a few of the girls look to their compatriots and go, could you just wait a minute? He's like, no, no, please, no, no. As the nurse begins to as the young women begin kind of flocking over towards Shock's table, slowly and nonchalantly and kind of pushing each other out of the way, like, you know.
If he is invited, the person who invites him really hates this place.
Look at the poser.
I'm manly enough. It don't matter. Man. Man's time.
You're, of course, still sitting at the bar. It's like, yeah, there's Jacques.
He ain't a man's man. Man. Manly man.
I sized Jacques up. Does it look like he's done a day of physical labor in his
life? Go ahead
life?
And give me a notice check. Okay. That's good enough to do a size up.
Because that's
useless. I got a 3.
He's a dandy.
I'll size him up for a completely different reason.
Oh, he's big.
You're guessing he's probably a dandy. Someone who's just kind of pretty. He's French, after all.
What kind of appeal does a guy like that have? He hasn't done a day of hard work in his life.
And then he leans over to a girl and begins speaking in this nice, long line in French, and she just kind of goes...
Funny, he just called it like a slut whore.
I love swearing in French. It's like wiping my ass with silk.
Do you speak Spanish?
No.
You have a face like a burro.
Like un burro. By the way, internet, we fully recommend Despicable Me if you have not seen it yet. Best movie.
Me, it was pretty great.
It is hilarious.
I'm like, it's so fluffy!
It's so fluffy I could die!
I like the song.
Oh, hell yeah, just pick a week out. So,
now that I'm separated from all the women, I'm guessing next to the guys.
I bet he's a poof.
So, Demi, does this happen often?
Except for those two guys in the corner.
At least once or twice a week.
I can see how it's very distracting.
I do a stealth.
Ninja!
I move up beside him and watch him.
Alright.
You are small, so don't quite know. Hold on, let's see if any of the other women notice.
Right, give me one.
Oh, they only get a 10.
Not quite enough for the 13.
Let's see, this guy is right here. What is your perception?
Let's see what he gets to roll.
9.
No one quite notices you.
We'll see.
But he smells extravagant. He smells gorgeous.
What does he smell like?
My power.
He smells like man.
So what smells like man in area?
Sweat and
Axe body spray.
Ken, does this guy have fangs?
Bod. Hot bod.
Not that you see.
I like your pod.
Okay, he's not a vampire.
Some of that really bothered me about those commercials is throughout the entire commercials, they focus on a guy's chest, you know, making it all sweaty, and it's like, poor men. It's like...
I like your bod. No. What they do that, why they do that, is so that the girlfriends will be like, you should use that, because you'll be awesome like that guy.
A spray on abs.
I have an ab on my chest.
I doubt spray on abs would work well on the people in our group of friends.
I got spray on abs.
Yeah, look at your belly. I can move them around.
Look at the dancing abs.
Just remember, Old Spice trumps it all, though. The man could smell like.
Man, your old man could smell like.
My abs are now diamond.
I'm on a pig.
You're under a horse.
Swan dive.
Explosion.
Double sun power.